Okay, we're at the live room again, and we're about to talk to Duke Special, who's on the last night of his tour. How has it gone so far, Duke?
Yeah, it's been great. This is number 23, I think, on the tour, and yeah, it's a lovely place to wrap things up.
And the last time we saw you were in Corrymeela in Northern Ireland. You were doing songs there from Tom Sawyer. Yeah, is that something you like doing? Taking, you know, sort of like books or themes and doing music from them?
Yeah, I think probably from over the last maybe 8 years, that's been more the kind of thing that I do. I suppose when I started, I was I was touring kind of just with my piano and gramophone, and then was with record labels, and you had this cycle of writing, recording an album and touring it, and desperately trying to get songs on the radio. And then in 2009, everything changed really when I was asked to write music for a Brecht play. And I think that really made me realise that songs can exist in all kinds of places. It doesn't have to just be on the radio. So I had no background in theatre or anything like that, although people would have said maybe my shows came across quite theatrical. But I found it a really natural fit to write music for that, because I like engaging all the senses, you know, when I'm playing. Well, not all of them, not the sense of smell necessarily. But it kind of opened up a lot of new possibilities for me as to what songs could do. So I've done three different theatre projects now, and various things, like written an album of songs based on the photography of the founding fathers of art photography, which is, sounds quite obscure, but I think the common thing within all of them is that they're stories, and they have melodies. And they resonate with me in some way, and I guess I'm lucky that I have an audience who are willing to hear those stories, you know.
And have you done a series before or a tour before based on the work of a living person, as you are at the moment with the poetry?
Oh gosh, no, I don't think I have actually. I met Michael Longley actually at a Corrymeela event. The director of Corrymeela is a good friend of mine, Padraig O'Tooma, a fantastic poet and just an amazing person. So he'd asked me to play at the anniversary of Corrymeela, and Michael Longley was there speaking and reading, and we exchanged some words afterwards. But I just loved what, not only the poems, but what he said in between. And I went out and bought a book of his poems and set one of them to music, a song called Lena, and then sent it to him, and he was really positive about it. And that was the seed planted in me of, oh, this could actually be a project. And so that's where that came from.
That makes more sense to me now than it might have done last year, because we have a poet who's a friend here and another friend who writes music, and the same thing has happened between them. So it does seem to be a natural process. So has Michael Longley attended any of your gigs?
Yeah, so he's been to a few of my shows, but more importantly gave me his blessing on the whole project. So he hasn't seen this show yet, where I'm playing all of the songs, but during the writing process I was communicating with him and sending him demos and just making sure I wasn't doing anything that he would really hate, but he was very generous and encouraging throughout the time, and in fact gave me the advice that the worst Hollywood movies are the ones that stick too close to the book. So I was able to, kids in the background, I was able to have kind of free license to kind of wander through all the different anthologies that he has, and just choose ones that kind of meant something to me, you know.
When we saw you before, because it was a conference weekend and the people who were at Corrymeela were there anyway, we perhaps didn't realise the following that you have. It's really quite interesting. It seems to have grown, you know, over the time you've been developing this style, and they're expecting a good crowd tonight. Do you know what it is that draws people to your style of performance?
So Corrymeela, for maybe those who don't know what it is, it's a peace and reconciliation centre in the north of Ireland, set up at the kind of beginning of all of the troubles that went on there. So I think I certainly had some publicity, you know. I had a couple of albums that were on bigger labels and quite a lot of play on the radio and some TV shows and things like that. So I think that probably allowed people to hear me for the first time. I've toured, you know, an awful lot over the last 15 years and played a lot of festivals and things like that. But I try and be really honest in my writing, and I'm definitely of the belief that I want to bring people on a journey with me during a concert. So as well as singing songs that mean something to me and that I want to express something, I also am aware of the need to entertain and to, you know, there's nothing like if you can make people laugh, you've more chance to then say, maybe try and say something that you know, that's maybe a bit more weighty after that, you know. So I love that mixture of just this, I guess, this journey that you bring people on. And I'm have a great love of stories, so that's all I'm doing really is telling stories in song. And I think as human beings, we're predisposed to be interested in stories because they're about us. You know, no matter who it's about, somehow that other person that the story is about is also a human being, and we can relate to them even if we haven't particularly gone through what they have, you know. So I think that's probably at the story element.
We were just talking to the last behind the bar, a lovely, lovely woman, about creating street games and not letting them be forgotten, the games that we played as children and passing them on. And I think we're conscious of, the opportunity, the responsibility that you mentioned when we do our radio show, just in the course of an hour, sharing something. But it's also quite a responsibility, isn't it? You can influence what goes on in somebody else's mind or heart. And do you look to other influences from the past or from other people who are doing this sort of thing that encourage you?
Yeah, I'm definitely aware of. I feel very privileged to have a job which is to communicate with people, you know, and to bring people on this journey that I talk about. I suppose growing up, I've had many influences. Three older sisters. And they would be playing me music, and I would have been singing together with them. Growing up, it was like church hymns and things like that. I remember singing folk music. The Beatles were a huge influence. People like Tom Waits and Nick Cave would have been people at Ivor Cutler, another. People, I suppose, who would have had that extra layer of theatre to what they do. I find that really inspiring. But yeah, it's an interesting question about that responsibility. I do feel that. As I said before, I'm lucky that I have an audience who maybe trust me, that when I immerse myself in this new world, because often I don't know anything about the project that I'm about to kind of fall into. It was certainly like that with Brecht and the photographers that I mentioned and Michael Longley's poems. I feel very ignorant, but I think it's that it's keeping a curiosity. I think it's really important as an artist, and it keeps you trying to find maybe new countries in a metaphorical way that you haven't seen before. And so I think my job is to go into maybe some of these, because I have the time to do that. That's my job, is to go into some of these new places and to come back holding some songs that I can then share with my audience. And for some, that'll inspire them maybe to go and explore for themselves. Or else it's just, they're just a bunch of songs for others, and that's okay as well.
Then allows me to ask about the incredibly rich tradition of Irish storytelling, because you have that good fortune. I mean, would you say when you meet people from another tradition, for instance, a Czech storyteller, that there's a kind of common ground of experience?
Well, I do feel an affinity with Czech people, and Irish people seem there's some similarities, a great love of music, maybe unfortunately a great love of drinking alcoholic beverages, and maybe a survivor kind of mentality as well, you know, in terms of their experience with communism. And you know, Ireland has that uneasy relationship with over here, which is improving all the time, which is great.
Well, thank you. You've shared, you know, really interesting answers and thought provoking.
Well, no, thank you very much, and I'm excited to play here. Thank you.
Thank you.